Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and this is Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm your host, and you are listening to bbsradio.com. And I want to let you know that today I have a very special guest. She was with me on my last show, and it's Sarita from the UK, and I'm going to bring her on in a minute. First, I just want to talk to you for a moment about, again, about demystifying Tantra. And Sarita is going to do a great job with that today because we're going to be dealing with the masculine and the feminine. And I, in my just two-cents way of saying to you, you know, things that people have myths about when it comes to Tantra, sometimes people feel they must have a partner to practice Tantra, and I've always said that you can practice Tantra within your very own self. And I'm saying that to lead off today's program because the masculine and feminine exist within you. Each of us has our own masculine and feminine polarity, and in Tantra, we get more in touch with them so that we can not only play with the energies of feminine, masculine, but also they get united in union within our very selves. So it isn't necessarily necessary to have a partner to do Tantra. And then when you do have a partner, it's amazing to then stretch out the polarities and play. And that's the kind of thing we're going to be discussing today and more on this show. So just wanted to say that by way of giving you the appetizer for tonight's cafe. So my guest this show is Sarita. Her full name is Mahasattva Ma Anand Sarita, and she is from the UK. She's the author of two books on Tantra, Tantric Love and Divine Sexuality. She's also the founder and co-director of the School of Awakening in the UK. And as I mentioned to you last time, she offers a 7-level Tantra training for couples. She offers several Tantra courses for singles and a Tantra meditation retreat. And we're going to talk about that a little today, too, because she does an amazing retreat in the Himalayas. That's, you know, India's of special interest to me, as always. So without further ado, let me just see if she's with us. Sarita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome back to the show, Tantra Cafe. Yay!
Thank you. It's a great joy to be here.
Thank you. Well, the show we did last time was so amazing that I just felt compelled to have you back again and go into the discussion more and deeper. Last time we talked about Tantra bringing peace to the individual and world peace, one person at a time through practicing Tantra. And this time we're actually, because we touched on this last time, this time we're actually going to be talking about the masculine and feminine, the play of the masculine and feminine and what that actually means to tantrics and why somebody would, what they'd find out about the masculine and feminine by taking Tantra. So we can just go straight away. You can talk about what I said as my opening remarks or take it in any direction you want.
Okay, lovely. I've done a lot of work with people over the years in healing and also in tantra groups, tantra sessions, and also one-on-one healing sessions. And I found out that people actually carry a great deal of anguish around the subject. What is it to be a fully empowered man? And what is it to be a fully empowered woman? And actually, there's a lot of tension, anxiety, confusion around these issues.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why relationships have become more and more difficult over the years. You know, why the divorce rate is so high and all of that is because there is a lot of confusion around this subject. And basically, one of the ways that I like to get into discussion around this is by addressing the whole subject of the chakra system in the human being. And I think a lot of people have probably heard of the chakra system, this, in particular the seven chakras, the seven main chakras, we could say. And for those that are not really aware about the chakra system, I can just say a little bit that in a very easy and basic way, we can regard it as the colors of the spectrum that come through a crystalline structure. So if you have, for example, a prism, and you have white light coming through the prism, it gets broken down into different colors. These colors are then reflected as particular kinds of vibrational frequencies. And those are reflected in different areas of our body. So we have the first chakra, which would be the sex center, second chakra, which would be the lower belly, third chakra, solar plexus, fourth chakra, heart, fifth chakra, throat area, sixth chakra, the area of the forehead, and seventh chakra, the crown. And each one of these will be associated with a particular vibrational energy. And what a lot of people don't realize is that just as in the first chakra, you have the male-female polarity, meaning the male is outgoing, the female is receptive. You can see that physically. There's also the male-female polarity reflected in all of the other chakras. And, for example, the second chakra in the woman will be more positive or outgoing, and in the male, that will be more receptive. So they fit together like lock and key, just as the first chakra in the man and the woman fits together. So the second chakra also fits together. Third chakra in the man will be more outgoing, more of a positive pull, and in the woman that will be receptive. Fourth chakra, it's more outgoing in the woman and receptive in the man. Fifth chakra is more outgoing in the man, receptive in the woman. Sixth chakra is more outgoing in the woman and more receptive in the man. And the seventh chakra is beyond duality. So this comprises a whole spiritual journey when we start moving into the chakras and opening them up and discovering how to balance the male and female polarities within the chakra system, within ourselves, because we have those male-female polarities within and also with another. And it might sound like a lot of esoteric gobbledygook, but if I start going into detail about the qualities of the different chakras, I think you'll understand it better. And, for example, in the first chakra, it has to do with sexuality, with survival, with getting grounded, rooted, with the continuation of the species. And this being a male positive pole, the energy of the masculine naturally will revolve around the first chakra. He will be very identified with his sex center. His attention will be drawn there a lot. And this is very natural for the man. And in order for him to get into his masculine power, he needs to honor himself there and be honored there. For the woman, her approach to sexuality will be different than that of the man, even though, of course, she has beautiful and ecstatic energies circulating in her first chakra. The key to connecting with the woman's sexuality will be found in her second chakra, the lower belly. This is where she will carry a child in her womb. And it is also where she will get in contact with her own empowerment as a goddess, as a tantric goddess. And this comes through her emotionality, because the second chakra contains the imprint of birth and also of death. It contains the cycles of creation as embodied in the female menstrual cycle, linked with the moon, linked with the cycles of the moon. And it also contains the emotional aspects of what it is to be alive. Every emotion that happens between birth and death is located in the second chakra. And the woman is the custodian of the emotionality of being alive, in a sense. She is naturally very fluid with her emotions. And also, she's very connected through the feeling sense. In order for the woman to open up and experience multiple orgasm and ecstasy in sex, she really needs to be very open and fluid with her emotions and open in her second chakra. And if a man wants to know how to be a great lover with a woman, he would be very wise to just connect with her through her lower belly, placing his hands there, being very sensitive, just staying deeply connected there, and then automatically her receptive polarity of the sex center will open up. When it opens, usually she will either be laughing or crying, because that's a signal that her second chakra is opening, and simultaneously her sex center will open and become receptive. These are keys which many people don't know about, but which make a huge difference in the sexual and sensual connectedness between male and female.
And then if we move... Yes. I can't say that I've ever heard any other teacher discuss this or describe it quite the way you are. So it's fascinating. Please keep going. It's wonderful.
It's very, very important, and I've seen dramatic healing taking place in terms of the male-female dynamic when we address this issue, and it is very, very simple to address it. If we go to the third chakra, that is a positive polarity in the man. And the third chakra is very interesting because it is where we have the contradictions of life. It is also where the man can find out what is his soul calling. And it's a place where we need to let go of conditioning given by others and to find out what is my personal truth. And if you go deeply into personal truth, you will also find out that within the man in particular, there will be the contradictory elements of power and vulnerability. And oftentimes men feel like they have to choose either to be the alpha male, very powerful, very outgoing, very dominating, or they become this kind of effeminate new age man who's a bit more weak and whatever and vulnerable. So if you go deeply into the third chakra and you start allowing the masculine energy to unfold there, you will have both vulnerability and power that need to be embraced simultaneously. And this can be embraced through a sense of humor or playfulness, because otherwise it's too much for the mind to comprehend that it's possible to live in power and vulnerability at the same time. But if a man is able to do that, he will expand so much and he will become so centered. It's like he's attaining the center of the cyclone. And in that very centered space, he is powerful enough to hold a woman in all of her emotional storms that come and go with the cycles. So this third chakra work is really, really important for a man. And it also contains the lesson which we are learning on the planet at this time. Because as the third chakra of the man is empowered, honored, opened, automatically his heart will open. He will become receptive to love. And the love is coming from that empowered space within the woman. The fourth chakra of the woman, the heart chakra, is a positive polarity. It has to do with love and compassion, with nurturing. And as she allows herself to be fully present with these qualities, she will become really, really powerful woman. Not copying a man, but being in the power that the woman has, which is the power of love and the power of compassion. And I think you can imagine how much our world would change if men are in their power and the woman is in her special power, and those two meet in the workplace, we would have a very different world, because she will carry that power of love into the marketplace, into the working world, and many things will be transformed as a result.
Can I just stop you for a second? It occurs to me that the new first family in the United States the Barack Obama and Michelle Obama actually have some
of these
more
qualities.
Of these qualities, what you're talking about, than any past leaders, at least in the U.S. He is clearly the person going out in the world, but madly in love with her. He can be very vulnerable in front
yes.
of a camera and be very powerful, and she is clearly the person who's loving him, who is not wanting to be powerful in the male sense, even though she's, you know, Ivy League educated, etc. She's wanting to raise those children and maintain him, you know, as the beloved.
Yes, the devotional. So, you see, they are embodying the next step in the evolution of humanity, which is to move from the power-centered solar plexus in its confused state to a heart-oriented society. The heart is the bridge between the three lower chakras and the three upper chakras. So the heart is the door into the new world that wants to be born. And of course, the Obamas are a tremendous symbol of this new awakening that's trying to happen. And yes, I have seen, you know, I saw the inauguration day and all of that. And what I saw was that people were actually almost worshiping him as a kind of God king, in a sense. You know, there's this kind of hero worship which goes beyond the normal hero worship. There's a great hope that's being embodied and enacted through this whole drama.
Yes, absolutely.
And I believe it is because they are very open in these, in the dynamic of the chakras that I'm talking about. They are exhibiting some of these qualities that I'm discussing. And this touches people very, very deeply because it offers the possibility to become whole within ourselves, to come from a fragmented, distorted state into a harmonious and balanced state, not only between the male and female, but also within the society. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is really, really relevant. And
now we do have to take a short break here for a moment. So can you hold that thought for a moment, and we'll be right back. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host, and I'm here with a most amazing guest, Sarita, from the School of Awakening in the UK, and she is talking about the chakras and about the male and female or the masculine, feminine in a way I have not heard before. It's so powerful. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, For a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/tantracafe. Go there now. And we're back at Tantra Cafe. You're listening to bbsradio.com. This is Laurie Handlers, and I could hardly wait during the break to get back to Sarita and find out what she's going to say now, since we were talking about the Obamas and how they're mirroring to us really the different state. So, Sarita, I asked you to hold your thought. Let's go. What were you saying?
So we were moving through the chakra system and discussing how it applies to the male-female dynamic and how we can balance the male-female within ourselves and with a partner through this map. It is a very convenient map in a way, which really works when we apply it practically. And I'll talk about the practicalities in just a few minutes. I'll just continue going through the chakra system. We were at the heart. Now we can move to the throat, which is a positive polarity for the man. And this has all to do with your expression of creativity. And it also has to do with becoming the master of your own destiny. And it is the first stage of self-realization, or what is otherwise known as enlightenment. And in the man, this is a very important polarity to honor and to nurture. In the woman, this will be a receptive polarity. Then if you come to the third eye center, or what is known as the sixth chakra, at the level of the eyebrows, in the middle of the head, this has to do with intuition, clairvoyance. This is a feminine positive polarity. The woman is more outgoing here. And you can see this illustrated very naturally in women all throughout time, that women are naturally very intuitive, natural witches and healers. And this is why women were burned during the Inquisition, because they were exhibiting this quality of intuition, which was a threat to the incoming patriarchal church. And so when women nurture this quality in themselves, they become very empowered, and then they can offer that to the man. And when he is receptive to that, it helps him to be more conscious in everything that he's doing. Then we come to the crown chakra, which is beyond duality. This is where male and female become one. It's in a way connecting to the whole cosmos and helping that to be reflected and mirrored in our life as human beings. When all of these chakras are opened or awakened, there is a central channel that comes from the crown all the way down to the sex center and from there into the earth. And as the chakras are open, the energy of existence, or the grace of existence, can start flowing down through us and becoming anchored in every aspect of our lives. A lot of times you have men and women complaining about each other. And for example, the women will say, why can't men open their hearts? Why can't they be more into their feelings? And the women are not realizing that they're saying that because this is the door for the woman. She needs to be in her feelings. She needs to be in her heart. And if she can understand that the man has a different door, then she will help the man to be empowered where he needs to be empowered. You hear men saying about women, why can't she just open her legs? Why does she need all this foreplay and, you know, all this romance and everything? So many things that have to be done before she'll just get down to what's really important. And many, many women have actually tried to distort their own natural door into sensuality and into sexuality, which is through the heart, through feelings, and try to copy men and be like men. In fact, the whole women's liberation movement has very much centered around women trying to copy men and do it better.
Right.
And the result of that is that the women will not feel fulfilled, and the men will feel completely threatened because their role is being taken away. And neither of them can meet anymore. They get into conflict particularly in the third chakra, they get into all kind of conflict, and also in the first chakra, because the women are trying to come out with a very positive energy through the first chakra, and that will not fulfill them sexually, not at all. So in my groups, for example, I try to work with the women to empower themselves in the way that women need to be empowered, namely through the heart, through the belly, and for men to empower themselves as men need to be empowered through the sex center, through the solar plexus. And when we do that and we see men and women coming back together again, they really fit together like lock and key. Now, women might think, oh, it's not very exciting being in the power of yin, because it looks like we're giving up, we're surrendering. Yin is very liquid and watery. But if you think about yin, there's a saying from Lao Tzu where he says, water wears away rock. Water is a very, very powerful substance. And if you see a river in flood, you would know what I mean.
Or a hurricane, tsunami.
So women need to sense and start appreciating the power of yin. Now what happens is when we go deeply into yin, it will pop through into the yang element. This is symbolized in the yin-yang symbol. Or if we go deeply into yang, it will pop through into the yin. When a woman goes deeply into her yin, eventually she will contact a source of power which is infinite, the power of her inner man or yang element. And if a man goes deeply into his yang, eventually he will come to the power of yin or the love element within himself. So it's very interesting when we just allow ourselves to be who we are as we are embodied. If we bring our awareness to that and we just own it and enjoy being who we are, enjoy our polarity, then we can start coming together in a very harmonious way with the opposite sex. But first we need to really empower who we are within our gender. And I think what we need to see is more, for example, in terms of women, more goddess gatherings where women get together. They go into empowering yin, discovering what is it exactly, nurturing that. Men get together, they go into bonding, male bonding, and finding out what is the power of yang. And I have my own understanding about it, which I did speak about in the last show as well, you know, the last program, where it's my understanding that the yang element actually needs to be the protector and in the service of the yin element being embodied through love. So yang needs to be in the service of the divine feminine or love in order to manifest in a sane way in this world. And that doesn't mean that men should be the slaves of women, not at all, because that did happen in the past. If we go back in prehistory, we had the matriarchal spiritual tradition, and in that the women were the powerful ones. The men didn't know that they had any special role to play in procreation, for example, and they were actually abused by the women, enslaved, made to serve in the temple, made to cut off their balls, used in human sacrifice. Of course, later on they took revenge, and there was patriarchal society and the suppression of women. Now we're coming through into a new era, which I call the era of Tantra, which is the male and female in equal balance, where the male polarity is highly respected and honored, and the female polarity is highly respected and honored, and they find a way of coming together. And as I've just been describing, they can meet like lock and key in each of the chakras throughout the whole body. When all of the seven chakras in male and female meet, that will be the phenomena of the soulmate. And Tantra is a science where you can actually create a soulmate through the practice of Tantra. Because often people are searching all over the place thinking, ah, somewhere in the world my soulmate exists. I just have to find him or her, the perfect match for me.
Right.
And
right.
That's a, in a way like looking for a needle in a haystack. But what we can do is to love the woman or the man that we are with, apply the science of Tantra, start opening up our chakra system and our positive and receptive polarities within us and with the partner, and we can learn to meet in all of our seven chakras. And if you think sexual ecstasy is something great, just wait till you have that union in all of the seven chakras. It is absolutely mind-blowingly amazing. It's beyond words. It's beyond any description. And this is possible for every man and woman. This is possible for us to meet on all levels. We just need to apply the intelligence of Tantra to that union, and it can happen. What I'm talking about is a bit more of an esoteric form of Tantra than perhaps some people are used to, because a lot of people interpret Tantra as a sexual art, and it does include that, but it is much more than that. It includes body, mind, soul, spirit. It includes every aspect of the human being. And yes, male and female can meet like lock and key, fitting together in all of our diverse aspects.
Now, Sarita, this is amazing what you're talking about. I know it inside myself. I hear an echo. I'm going to just keep going. Please say a bit more about how people can, in a practical way. I know there are tantric practices and the esoteric experience of over time being in Tantra, surrendering, all kinds of things. But in a very practical sense, if someone is listening and they want to start being this way in their current coupling, is there anything that they could do?
So what I would recommend, if we want to start working with this in a very practical way, if you are with your partner and you want to start experimenting, I would say to the woman, honor the man at his first chakra, his genitals. And that doesn't mean that you're just going and giving him a blowjob or jerking him off or something like that, if I can use those crude terms.
Yes, you can.
You just honor him. That means you might be holding his balls, holding his lingam, his wand of light, and sensing this is where God lives. This is where the divine masculine is embodied. His power and his potential is very present here. With one ejaculation, he can populate half the planet. It is tremendous power. It is so potent. The man needs to be honored and respected and worshipped there. And likewise, what a man can do with a woman is to honor her at her second chakra, the lower belly. It might mean that he places his hand there, very relaxed hand, very loving, and just sits by her side and is just there, present with her in her second chakra. And I've seen this happen so many times, too many to count. When the man does that, the woman will start feeling like finally she's being understood. She will start relaxing. Her belly will start opening up. And the moment it opens up, she will start laughing or crying. And the moment this happens, her yoni will start pulsating and becoming receptive. The man will feel this very powerfully because the lingam is a wand of light and it senses exactly when the female is open. And he will get an erection just by the woman being ready. So this is a different style of foreplay than you've probably ever heard about, but it works like a charm. I've seen it work dozens and dozens of times. It is absolutely awesome.
This is a very beautiful thing you're talking about. This is magnificent and simple and lovely.
It's, It's very simple. Now, if the man wants to open up his third chakra, of course, there's many different ways to approach that, but I'm going to give a very simple method. And this is to be done in the early morning when you're first waking up. You have your eyes closed. You haven't yet opened your eyes, and you're stretching like a cat in the bed, really stretching your body. Then when your body is really stretched, you just start laughing, a belly laugh for no reason at all, and go on for 3 minutes with that belly laughter. And then you can go about your daily affairs, whatever they are, and you'll see that your daily affairs will have a very different flavor. Laughter has a magical way of bridging the vulnerable and the powerful in the third chakra, opening up the third chakra and helping a man to become who he's meant to be in the world, to take everything with a sense of humor in a way. Because when we become too serious, we start closing down and we start isolating ourselves from existence. When we laugh, we open up, we start becoming connected to existence. So this is a really good practice to do, to open up that third chakra for the men. I'm talking about opening the positive polarities, if you notice, in the male and female. And there's a reason for that, because when we focus on our own positive polarities, the receptive chakras will open naturally by themselves with no effort. This is how it works. So for example, if a man's first chakra is open, His second chakra or his emotional chakra will automatically open and become receptive to the power of the woman. If the man's third chakra is empowered and open, he will automatically open up and become receptive to love, to the power of love as embodied in the woman. Now, there's a very beautiful practice the woman can do to open and awaken her fourth chakra, which is her heart, the heart chakra. One way, of course, is for the man to massage the breasts of the woman. This is a very beautiful thing to do. And it's good to approach it not just to turn her on, not just as a prelude to penetration, but really to honor the goddess in the woman and to help her expand her incredible qualities that are in the breasts. There's also a practice the woman can do on her own. She can sit in meditation for 20 minutes. And in that meditation, she's focusing simultaneously on her two nipples. She can touch her nipples if she likes and then maybe just let go of the touch and just concentrate and be focused on her two nipples. And this is connected to a sutra which comes from the Vidyan Bhairav Tantra. And that was a tantra scripture which was written by Shiva over 5,000 years ago. There's 112 different meditation techniques, and this is one of them. And the technique reads, feel the fine qualities of creativity permeating the breasts and forming delicate configurations. So this is the sutra coming from Shiva. And the way to practice it is to focus on the two nipples. The breasts and the heart center are a center of creativity for the woman. So as she's doing this meditation, she might sense subtle energies filling her breasts or in the aura around her breasts. And she'll start connecting with her own feminine creativity and creative potential. And when she becomes empowered here, she will be able to open and surrender to the man very easily in his third chakra. Because she will feel so empowered in her femininity and her love that she will be able to open up to the male power as embodied in the third chakra. And that, if we can open these chakras, war will stop immediately on the planet. Because war comes out of the war which is between the sexes, actually, in this, in the chakra system.
This is very clear to me. This is very clear to me what you're saying. War does come from the battle between the sexes. There's no question in my mind. Let us take another short break, and we will be right back, and we'll continue this amazing interview with Sarita from the School of Awakening in the United Kingdom. Stay tuned. If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend, Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
I'm Lori Handlers, host of Tantra Cafe, and this year I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure tour in the Himalayas. Listen to what's in store. First, you'll see the Taj Mahal, because I wouldn't bring you all the way to India and not have you experience this wonder of the world. Then you'll travel to the foothills, experiencing Hindu prayer and rituals on the banks of the Ganges in Rishikesh, the self-proclaimed yoga capital of the world. Next, you'll explore the temples and evening rituals of Haridwar, a famous Hindu pilgrimage spot. Then you'll visit Dharamsala, home of the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan government in exile. Here, you'll have a chance to visit Buddhist monasteries and the Maklad Ganj Bazaar. But the most adventuresome part really begins when you jeep the world's first and second highest motorable highways. The views are breathtaking and spectacular as the tour makes its way to some of the world's highest places. Sarchu, Hemis, Shay, Leh, and Hunder, where you'll enjoy a ride on a two-hump camel. This trip is only for the physically fit. Please call me at 202-686-7440 or email me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. You don't want to miss this amazing opportunity. It's an adventure. The Himalayas await you. Okay, we're back from the break, and we're winding down the hour. I'm here with Sarita from the School of Awakening in the UK, a student of Osho, 26 years in his community, a woman who teaches 7 levels of Tantra, and she has training for couples and training for singles and a Tantra meditation retreat. And I can see as a tantra teacher myself, I can just see how much energy and love and time Sarita has put into mastering this as a field. And I love the idea that she has that this is the age of tantra. Thank you. That's so empowering and so exciting and delicious. So, Sarita, we're back with you, and you were telling us about the meditations on opening the chakras. Mm. Is there more?
Yes, of course there's more. So, yes. I would like to speak about the fifth chakra for the men, how to empower the fifth chakra for the men.
Okay.
And this is the throat chakra, because we're talking about how to meet, how the men and women can meet on all levels. And of course, the way that can happen is if each individual is empowering their own positive polarities, and then the receptive polarities will open by themselves. So for the man, the throat chakra is a positive polarity, and it is about creative expression, and it's about becoming the master of his own destiny, becoming master of himself. To help that to happen, any kind of creative expression will be very helpful. And also, there's something in particular that's really beautiful. It's a meditation which is called Nataraj. In Tantra and in the Eastern mythology, it's said that the world was created through dance. It was created by Shiva dancing the world into creation. So there's a meditation coming from Osho which is called Nataraj, where you spend 45 minutes imagining that you are the god of creation and you are manifesting the world that you want to see coming into being. And you do that through your dance. So it's 45 minutes of completely ecstatic dance, followed by 10 minutes of silence where you can lay down and just rest, and then 5 minutes of very soft dancing at the end. And this is a really beautiful meditation which will help to open up the fifth chakra. And if you want to go into a more sensuous or connecting with the partner way of doing that, there is a very beautiful meditation which is called the breast-sucking meditation. And for the man, this would mean finding a woman who is ready and willing to do this, but she would imagine that she is the mother, and she offers her breast to the man, and he imagines that he becomes a baby again, and he sucks the breast of the woman as a baby. And he goes on doing that for 20 minutes, so 10 minutes on one breast, 10 minutes on the other breast. And if doing that, they shouldn't have sex afterwards for at least 2 hours, because they want to maintain the roles of mother, child. Mm-hmm. And this will create a kind of rebirthing experience for the man. You know, the men in our Western society are quite obsessed about breasts, probably because they didn't have enough breastfeeding. So this will be, on one hand, deeply healing for the inner child. And on the other hand, it will start empowering the male creativity, because he will feel so nurtured and so complete by doing that, that he will start being able finally to manifest his creativity. So this is a very, very beautiful meditation for men to do. And it's recommended, if they do it, to do it 10 times. You can do it once a day, every day, 20 minutes for 10 days, or you could do it twice a week or once a week, but you would find a woman who's willing to take that role of being like a mother, and then you do it as a meditation, a sacred meditation practice, which is really deeply transforming.
It's and like a mother surrogate, kind of. It's like a mother surrogate kind of role.
It's a mother-son role, and you can do it with a woman who's your lover, but then you shouldn't make love for at least 2 hours after the meditation. Or you can do it with a woman who's a friend, who's not your lover, and who's just willing to take that role and to do that meditation practice with you. And it is very deeply healing for the inner child as well. It's really beautiful. Then we come to the sixth chakra, which is a positive pole for the woman. And to work on this chakra, it's very good if the woman can move into any activity which nurtures her intuition. And if you want to work with this physically, if the couple is together and then, you know, the man wants to empower the woman to open up her third eye center and be very much in her intuition, he can simply stroke her third eye from where the eyebrows are, stroking very softly upwards to the hairline, and just continuously stroking there for about 5 minutes. And as he's doing that, she might like to go in and visualize or sense what kind of quality is opening up there. And this will help her to open up into her intuitive nature. And this will be so empowering. It helps her to become clear from a soul level what is her direction in life. And it will help her to tune in to becoming the great womb of the universe, in a sense. Because ultimately women are very deeply connected to that cosmic womb, that universal womb. And as we open up our intuition, we can sense that and start expanding our potential into that.
Well, this is just beautiful. Just beautiful. We are winding down towards the end of the of our show here, and I certainly hope people are listening to this. I hope people are getting their lives from this. Because, Sarita, this is powerful, powerful stuff you're talking about. I'm so moved. I'm almost moved to tears as I'm listening to you.
It's also, of course, possible once those chakras have been activated in whatever way that you do it, is to then sit in the yab-yum position, which means the woman is sitting in the man's lap, and you're touching or connecting the foreheads, meaning connecting at the level of the intuition, and also connecting at the sex center. So this creates a circuit of energy between the male and the female. And in this position, you can also go into circular breathing, where you're breathing through, for example, the crown chakra and the sex center, creating a circle of energy between the inner male, inner female, and the outer male, outer female. And this starts bringing that incredible circuit into its completion or into its wholeness. Very, very beautiful and empowering position to take. And you can be in penetration while you're doing that, if you like, so that you are, in a sense, plugging in all of your circuits. You're connecting all of your chakras in that position.
Well, I highly recommend that people sit together in yab-yum. I think that circular breathing, what you're talking about, is so important and so really significant to these tantra practices. And I'm just very moved, Sarita. I've never heard the chakras described like this before, as what you just... It really empowered me and the listeners of this show and Tantra Cafe to really look at, in terms of their own personal responsibility in ending the war between the sexes and actually opening up their hearts, opening up their power, opening up everything, being in harmony with each other. It's very powerful stuff, amazing stuff.
I would like to say that the woman has a transmission to give to the man, and the man has a transmission to give to the woman, and these are very complementary with each other. We're designed by nature to truly complement each other and to bring each other into that state of wholeness. And yes, it is possible for it to happen. I've seen it happen so many times for so many people, so I know it's possible for everybody. And I'd like to also say that a lot of what I'm talking about is in my books, tantric love and divine sexuality. So if people want more reference material on whatever I'm saying, they can go into my books for that.
And how do they find that book? Is it at Amazon.com?
Yeah, Amazon, or you can, if you don't find it for some reason, you can always connect through my website, schoolofawakening.com, and you can order it through my Tantra shop.
Okay, fantastic. So we need to wrap up now. I really want to thank you for coming back on the show for a second time. You've given us hope. You've given, our tantric world a boost just simply by your presence and your knowledge, your vast knowledge of how we work. And, Sarita, I thank you so much. I look so forward to seeing you again. I wish you great, really great voyage in terms of your trips to Japan and your trip to the Himalayas. By the way, if there are any women listeners out there who would like to go to one of Sarita's meditation retreats in the Himalayas, please go to her website at schoolofawakening.com and look at her trip. She needs some more women to balance the polarities on this, on her upcoming
Tantra meditation retreat.
Right. So thank you so much again, and I'm going to say namaste from Tantra Cafe. You've been listening to Tantra Cafe, and we'll see you next time.